My name is Shani Tarragon from Alon Shvod Eretz Yisrael, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Pei Gimel 83. Mizmor Pei Gimel, significant and powerful on its own, particularly as we confront current threats of enemies, is also the closing mizmor of two frameworks in Sefer Tehillim. On one hand, it ends the collection of Mizmorei Asaf, first mentioned in Mizmor Nun, and primarily from Ayin Gimel to Pei Gimel. And secondly, it ends the collection of Mizmorim addressing Elokim, with few references to Shem Hashem, beginning with the opening of the second Sefer of Tehillim, Mizmor Mem Bet, through the opening of Sefer HaShlishi from Ayin Gimel, ending with Pei Gimel. From Pei Dalet and on, Shem Hashem appears more dominantly again. When we take a look at the structure of Perek Pei Gimel, we know two stanzas. The first, from Psukim Bet through Tet, we hear of the strategy and intention of our enemies. Different nations, who albeit generally don't get along one with the other, create an alliance against us. Bayamim Ahem Bazman Hazeh, 11 nations are mentioned from all four directions surrounding Eretz Yisrael, reminiscent of Sefer Shoftim, and throughout the generations of Malchiot, Shaul, Beit David, and Yisrael through literally today. The second part, from Psukim Yud through Yutet, is a bakasha, a request to Elohim to destroy the nations as in the past, particularly as in the time of Devorah and Gidon. The last three psukim contain both a request for punishment and destruction of our enemies and the possibility that they will seek the name of Hashem, twice mentioned, Pasuk Yud Zayin v'yivakshu shimcha Hashem and Pasuk Yud Tet v'yidu ki ata shimcha Hashem levadecha elyon al kol haaretz. Either others will recognize Hashem as the supreme God through the eradication of our enemies, or the enemies themselves have the potential to choose ultimately to recognize Hashem. This conclusion reminds us at the beginning of the Mizmor, Pasuk Hei, Amru luchu v'nachidei migoi, v'lo yisacher shem Yisrael od. Rashi explains that the other nations want to destroy us as a means to erase Hashem's name in this world. Omeachar shelo yisacher Yisrael, av shimcha hagadol eino nizkara. If Am Yisrael doesn't exist, then there is no possibility for the other nations to recognize Hashem. Therefore, after the collection of harsh rebuke, introspection, and punishment of Bnei Yisrael in Mizmorei Asaf and the focus of Shem Elokim, the Moshorer turns as we do, appealing to Hashem, Midat Rachamim, for our survival, so that we may manifest Malchut Hashem in this world. There are many resonances in this mizmor to other prakim in Tanakh beyond the victories of Sefer Shoftim. For example, the perek opens with the cry to Elokim, Al damilach, al techarash v'al tishkot el, Hashem, don't be silent, reminiscent of Yeshayahu's assurance in perek samach bet, Laman tzion lo achasheh, ulaman yushalayim lo eshkot. We ask Hashem, just as we will not be silent or still until nations will see your victory, we ask of you to stand against our enemies, who are in fact enemies of your name. Pei Gimel also contains terminology from its preceding mizmorim, Pei Aleph and Pei Bet, and these mizmorim we call Su'u Zimra, Ad Matai Pnei Rosh'im Tis'u, Umisanecha Nas'u Rosh, teaching us the Meshorer's message that if we lift ourselves in song of Hashem's kingship, then Hashem will surely punish our enemies. How meaningful to recite this mizmor, knowing that our soldiers today are going out to war against our enemies with song and dance. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will defeat our enemies who stand against us and Him. As a beautiful closure for Mizmorei Asaf, first mentioned in Mizmor Nun, also beginning Al Yecharash with a cry for Hashem not to be silent over all our blood spilled, and continuing with Hashem's rulership of Kortei Brit, of those who accept a covenant of Torah, our Mizmor speaks of our enemies who accepted a covenant against Elokim. In other words, if we observe our Brit, then we will succeed against our enemies' alliances of a Brit. And lastly, this Mizmor ends the collection of Mizmorei Asaf from Ayin Gimel to Pei Gimel. We note the individual suffering of the Tzaddik described in Mizmor Ayin Gimel, and through understanding our history, how it's nationalized in Mizmor Pei Gimel, invigorating us to turn to Hashem to end the oppressions inflicted by our enemies. But the personal closeness of Kirvat Elokim Li Tov of Ayin Gimel ideally develops into a universal recognition of the supremacy of Shem Hashem. As we recite this Mizmor every day until Be'ezrat Hashem very soon, Yevosho V'yebalu Adayad, the relevance of these words should tug at our national religious consciousness and remind us that this war that we're fighting today against our enemies is ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu's war as well. May our tefillot and learning be a schus for the neshamos of those who perished, for the safe and speedy return of all of our captives, for the healing of our wounded, for the safety of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, and to help protect all those fighting on the front lines, so that V'yedu ki atah Shemcha Hashem levatecha, Elyon al kol haaretz.